wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
A 56-year-old Chinese national has been shot dead and robbed by unknown criminals in Lusaka's Hoodlands area. President Hakainde Hichilema says he will not allow violence to return in public or private spaces in the country. And in international news, Ukraine security chief says he is hoping to arrange for President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit the U.S. at the earliest suitable date this month as diplomatic attempts to end the war continue.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the News in Detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. A 56-year-old Chinese national has been shot dead and robbed by unknown criminals in Lusaka's Hoodlands area. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi confirmed the incident, identifying the deceased as Yu Bin. Chilabi explained that the shooting occurred yesterday around 12 hours, shortly after Yu had withdrawn money from the bank. He was attacked outside the gate of his house by suspects believed to have been trailing him. The assailants who fled the scene were reportedly riding an unregistered motorbike.
977 News.
In other news, President Hakainde Hichilema says he will not allow violence to return in public or private spaces in the country. The president has also challenged those hiding behind the pulpit to propagate violence, saying the law will visit them. He has instead called for dialogue with those aggrieved by certain issues, saying the doors of State House remain open. President Hichilema says there is need to choose dialogue over conflict and love over hate. Speaking during a press briefing at State House today, President Hichilema said violence is retrogressive, as all the gains that the country has made will amount to nothing. The president said he is aware of a group of PF who are planning to regroup to promote violence, but warned that he will not allow them to return to their old habits. President Hichilema has since directed Home Affairs Minister Jack Mwimbu to ensure all illegal guns are collected. Meanwhile, President Hichilema says there is no provision in the Constitution that says the Constitution should not be amended in an election year. He says dialogue with the civil society prior to constituting the Technical Committee on Amendments to the Constitution and wondered why some people did not submit their views. And on energy, President Hichilema said his government has pushed in reforms to allow for independent power producers to invest in energy. The president said he is aware of the challenges citizens are going through as a result of the energy crisis, but assured that massive investments and efforts are being put in place to address the crisis.
977 News.
In other news, Care for Nature Zambia has called for the immediate closure of the copper mine in Mwense district, which has endangered lives of people and caused loss of biodiversity due to failure to control pollution. Executive Director Nsama Kienz says this is not the first time that this mine has caused pollution, which has affected loss of fish, drinking water for both humans and livestock, and also affecting grazing land. Nsama has appealed to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, in Mansa district and the Mines Bureau together with the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit is to visit the site as soon as possible to assess the impact and extent of the population so that the polluter can be held accountable. He says the same polluter pays principle which applied to Sinometers must apply to the polluter in Mwense. Nsama says it is quite saddening that despite government's commitment to balance mining and environmental protection, a lot of Zambia's rivers have become highly vulnerable to pollution, hence the need to ensure that polluters are held accountable and those who are affected get compensated, including restocking of lost biodiversity.
977 News.
In more news, prominent constitutional lawyer and Patriotic Front PF presidential contender Makhebe Zulu is disappointed that 8.3 billion kwacha was unaccounted for as captured in the 2023 Auditor General's report on CDF. He is also concerned that 9.4 billion kwacha was diverted to unauthorized CDF projects. Zulu therefore warned that those are cited for mismanagement of CDF in the 2023 Auditor General report due to failure to recover loans, failure to account for funds, and changes to projects without approval will be held accountable. He stated that the Auditor General's report revealed that examples of theft were also noted where individuals added themselves as beneficiaries to siphon funds. Zulu pointed out that the majority of councils failing to recover loans are in UPND strongholds, raising concerns about possible patronage and abuse. You're listening to the 977 News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
News, Zambia will host the 18th Africa Leather Value Chain Forum from November 26th to 28th, 2025. Ministry of Commerce and Industry Director of Industry, Msokotwane Sichizuwe, announced that over 100 high-level participants from across the continent are expected to attend. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Sichizuwe said that the forum will serve as a platform for policy dialogue and knowledge sharing. He emphasized that this year's edition comes at a decisive moment as global demand shifts towards traceable, ethical, and durable leather products. Meanwhile, Africa Leather Products Institute representative from Ethiopia, Nicholas Mudungwe, highlighted that a major focus of the forum will be on market access and distribution. He noted that Africa has the potential to become one of the world's largest producers of leather products. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Ukraine's security chief says he is hoping to arrange for President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit the U.S. at the earliest suitable date this month as diplomatic attempts to end the war continue. Rustem Umerov, the head of Ukraine's Security Council, said on Tuesday the U.S. and Ukraine had reached a common understanding on the key terms of the agreement discussed at previous talks in Geneva. The White House has not commented on the prospect of Trump-Zelensky talks. Meanwhile, the U.S. has confirmed its officials are set to meet Russian representatives in Abu Dhabi. Fighting continued overnight with Russia and Ukraine trading air attacks. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news this evening, Zambian boxing legend Esther Piri has announced plans to set up a boxing gym at a cost of 15 million kwacha aimed at identifying and supporting young female talent. Piri says her vision is to nurture champions among girls just as she was empowered by the late Anthony Mwamba. She noted that the gym marks her official return to the sport, serving as motivation for girls to pursue boxing as a career. To raise funds for the project, Exodus Boxing Promotions Table will host a 10-round bout on February 27th, 2026, where Piri will face South Africa's Sandra Almeida. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
A 56-year-old Chinese national has been shot dead and robbed by unknown criminals in Lusaka's Hoodlands area. President Hage Hichilema says he will not allow violence to return in public or private spaces in the country. And in international news, Ukraine's security chief says he is hoping to arrange for President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit the U.S. at the earliest suitable date this month as diplomatic attempts to end the war continue. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Every now and then, we all have financial pressure. But with a NatQuick loan from NatSave, you can sort it out. Kasove fast with a NatQuick loan. For more details, visit your nearest NatSave branch or email us on info@natsave.co.zm.